For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Science has long known that our brains are inextricably bound with our senses, such as taste and smell. And my guest today is going to talk about an upcoming seminar this Friday and Saturday that addresses just that. Dr. Dan Hahn is Associate Professor of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation at the UK College of Medicine and is one of the founders of the Neurogastronomy Seminar, the third annual of which is going to be this Friday and Saturday. I'll ask you to bear with the quality of sound as Dr. Hahn and I had to scramble to find a conference room to talk in.
Well, just getting started, what is neurogastronomy?
Neurogastronomy is an interdisciplinary science comprised of four disciplines primarily, bench neurosciences and clinical sciences, food technology and agriculture, and culinary arts.
So the neuro part and then married to the gastronomy part. So we're talking about neurosciences, study of the brain, the central nervous system and its appendages, and also eating or food. How did those two come to get married together in this study?
Yeah, it's an amalgam of interest in the neuroscience of flavor mechanism. And Dr. Gordon Shepherd, who coined the term back in 2006 in an article in Nature, challenged fields of disparate disciplines to come together and address this flavor topic and try to come up with queries and some solutions regarding global health and sustainability. And it really made sense that the bench science is there as a foundation to provide data for other clinical sciences to translate it, and then for food technology and agriculture sciences to come together and look at all the exogenous variables and see what we can do for a sustainability issue. Since flavor is at the core of demand mm-hmm. for, you know, obviously, not just nutritional intake, but, you know, things that we like to eat, mm-hmm. Which also causes problems for sustainability. And obviously, at my level, at the clinical level, it addresses a lot of topics in regards to nutrition intake, flavor perception, what that means for disease, and what happens when flavor mechanism is broken because of a disease. And then, of course, who better than to tie everything together and make it more than edible and actually delicious and executable mm-hmm. than chefs and culinary artists.
I'm speaking with Dr. Dan Hahn, Associate Professor of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation at UK Healthcare, about the upcoming neurogastronomy seminar.
Well, I know, you know, thinking back to my own experience in medical school, we were woefully ill-suited to address any of these issues. I mean, other than memorizing how fats, sugars, and carbohydrates were metabolized, we really did not learn. And I'm a bit older these days. I think our younger students in graduate school and medical school are getting a little more exposed to the importance. For instance, I know something you and I have talked about before is mm-hmm. people who are ill or who are being treated for illness oftentimes will lose their ability or at least have a decreased ability to taste food, and that may play a role in poor nutrition in people who are ill, and I think that's something that this science and your upcoming seminar will be addressing.
Correct. So that was one of the primary targets for the interdisciplinary scientists to come together. And then it continued to evolve, so it stays a primary target, but it's not limited to just addressing quality of life and flavor mechanism for those who have impairments, but to really look at preventative measures so that we could possibly come up with clever ways to modulate flavor so that healthier things could be perceived more tasty, so that that addresses the supply and demand question. And at the same time, come up with other modulating factors so that it's actually, it becomes in vogue. Mm-hmm. So that it's no longer just lab science or white coat telling you, you know, prescribing you how to eat healthier, rather to have these you know, internationally renowned chefs, sommeliers, distillers, you know, coming up with ways to execute the cuisine for the masses. So we're quite excited to be able to address that from bench to bedside to the masses.
Not just bench to bedside, but bench to kitchen and dining table as well.
Yep. Yeah. And from farm to bench, and then bench to bedside and to the kitchen table, so on and so forth. This concept of neurogastronomy truly is an embodiment of interdisciplinary science. Mm-hmm. And people do ask, how did all these disparate fields come together and come up with this? It really was the genius of Dr. Gordon Shepherd, who challenged the field of all these disparate sciences as a neurobiologist himself, being frustrated with, just like many of us, clinical scientists and translational scientists, not having scientific data transition to the next level, and then eventually get to the patients and healthy individuals, so that they could prevent disease as well. There's a lot of disconnect between the fields, as you know,
and
as I know. We figured what would be one of the best ways to pilot a true integration. What do people all agree and have in common? Enjoying food.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, we'll put something up on our website about the seminar, but tell me a little bit about when is it, where is it, and who can attend, how folks can learn more.
Yeah, this year we are very grateful and fortunate to be sponsored by UK Healthcare, again, University of Kentucky College of Medicine as well. And we have a lot of support from College of Agriculture from UK, the 90, National Institutes of Health, NIDC, the Smell and Taste Division. We're funded with an R13. We're multi-year funded. And we have a sponsorship from CE Central. Mm-hmm. So now clinicians are able to receive continuing educations. So physicians, psychologists, psychology boards that accept AMA credits, dietitians also get credit for our event this time. And it's March 2nd and 3rd. 2nd is for the workshop, experiential workshop. The 3rd is the symposium, and will be held in Boone Center for the 2nd, and the Pavilion A Auditorium, the CARF Auditorium, at UK Healthcare for the 3rd.
Is there anything I've neglected to ask you about, Dr. Han, that you would want our listeners to know about neurogastronomy or the seminar?
Also, so the symposium is quite exciting for us this year, because we'll be producing didactics and curriculum for continuing education for clinically oriented folks for the first time. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that. We are hosting our workshop for the first time, pre-conference workshop, and that's a separate registration, but what it is comprised of includes a 5-course meal dinner, each of the courses being paired with wine selected by Francois Chartier, one of the best sommeliers in the world, master distiller Chris Morris of Woodford Reserve will be doing a bourbon flavor tasting wheel. And we'll have a less than formal sit-down conversation by clinicians, bench neuroscientists, agricultural technologists, and culinary artists about posing and answering some questions regarding global health and sustainability.
My thanks today to Dr. Dan Han, Associate Professor of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation at UK Healthcare, for talking with me about the upcoming Neurogastronomy Seminar this Friday and Saturday, March 2nd and 3rd. As always, for more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.